Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. B. Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with B. Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our greater good.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed
and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, a comprehensive guide of rocks, crystals, and stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
It's 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's time now for Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary. Be happy, be healthy, be complete in body, mind, spirit. Claudia's advice is always uplifting and inspirational. Get joyfully motivated every week with Namaste Nutrition. And now, here's Claudia.
Hello, this is Claudia Cleary, and this is Namaste Nutrition. Welcome to the program. I am sitting here in the living room of Amanda's house, my intrepid producer, and it's gorgeous and sunny out, thank God, and I hope it stays this way. We have all kinds of wonderful events going on around St. Louis this weekend, and some interesting events that have also happened in recent days, too. Amanda and I were vendors at an event on Sunday, and as we were there, a speaker showed up who was somewhat familiar to both of us. And we started listening to her speak, and it seemed very, very familiar. Turns out that it was Esther Russell, who we have had on the show as a guest in previous months. And we did not know she was going to be in St. Louis. It was such a wonderful pleasure to be able to meet her. So if you're interested in hearing something in more detail about her, she uses laughter as a form of therapy. She has a performance background. And so if you'd like to go into the archive on www.blogtalkradio.com/GGM radio and go to my archive within Namaste Nutrition, you can listen to the program that she was on with me and find out some more details about the work she does. It was really awesome having her here in St. Louis. So for those people who are listening in, I'd like to shout out to you a great big hello and say thank you so much for joining with us. And if you have any questions about your specific dietary nutritional needs, I would love to have the opportunity to talk to you. And without any further ado, I'd like to introduce you to Robin Reese, who is our guest for today. She is a craniosacral therapy, a craniosacral therapist, and she works with lymphatic drainage. And she also works with patients at Barnes Jewish Advanced Medicine, which is a humongous teaching hospital here in St. Louis. It has been ranked on U.S. News and World Report as one of the top 10 hospitals in the country in many different modalities. She's also studied holistic herbalism and is enrolled currently in a professional herbalist degree program through the East-West School of Planetary Herbology. She's also she's certified through Concerns of Police Survivors for Trauma Care with Police and Military. Robin, welcome to the program.
Well, hello there.
Hi. It is such a great pleasure to have you here with us today. One of the first questions that has come up with me when I looked over your material is, can you talk a little bit about Concerns of Police Survivors, or COPS for the acronym for it? What exactly do you do with Concerns of Police Survivors?
Well, what happens is, in our world right now, even on the road, you know, that's a traumatic environment. People are trying to uphold the law and go through their personal process with their job. And many times they're under a lot of stress. And we've heard about that aspect of the police and sometimes dealing with emotional issues in the professional career. And just like anybody else, they have their process. And sometimes, they get into a situation where something traumatic happens and they need to process it, just like anybody who has PTSD or somebody that, has their feelings hurt or has suffered a loss or lost a loved one. The things that happen are very much like our lives. And because they have to keep going at it, it's very similar to war. It's very similar to the military, and they have to be able to keep processing their emotions and their energy and, you know, find a path of healing for themselves. And they're more open now to look at massage therapy, aromatherapy, cranial sacral therapy, you know, anything that helps them process along. And that is kind of a tough nut to crack, because they were a very private group of people that, you know, trust is a huge issue for them. And I remember even going to the series of, you know, courses, and I remember as I met these gentlemen and ladies, they had a lot of questions because they didn't understand what I do. And what I do is considered integrative now. And even as far back as 2005, it was considered alternative. Now what I do is considered integrative. Do you know what I mean by that?
Oh, integrative, of course. Well, yeah, you know, when you have integrative practices, integrative means that it works in conjunction with commonly used practices that are considered more mainstream. I totally understand that. CAM therapies are a big passion for me. So for those people who are listening and are not familiar with the term, CAM stands for complementary and alternative therapies. And they're becoming more widely assimilated into the established healthcare regimen, just because medicine is really not adequate to treat people who are, shall we say, traumatized. What is your background? Can you talk a little bit about where you had come from to get you to the point where you are right now?
Yeah. Well, just like a lot of people that you meet, their life journey took them there, and I had no idea. I would have lost a huge bet if I thought I was going to be in this field, because I was trained as a painter, as an artist. I went to art school, and I specialized in historic motif and design. And I did a lot of design work and mural work and historical work in the South. And I was living in Louisiana and in New Orleans and in Mississippi, and that kept me very busy. And my personal art career took off. And I guess around 2005, Hurricane Katrina happened.
Of course.
And I witnessed firsthand trauma in the environment, trauma in our culture. And I'm so grateful that I got a chance to experience this. Now, at the time, I don't think I realized that, although when I came out of the house, because I stayed through it, and at the mm-hmm. time I was involved with somebody, and they actually were physically challenged. And here's the scoop. Back then, they were not allowed to bring their working animals into a shelter. Now, that would not happen. But back then...
Of course not. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so I'm thinking, well, I guess I'm not going to a shelter. You know, I'm going to stay with my animals and, you know, with his animal. And the thing that is interesting is my mother is also, she's board certified as a neurologist, pediatrician, and psychiatrist. And she also is in the military, actually was in the mm-hmm. military. And so she was working.
I figured you probably... Yeah, I figured you probably had some psychology something or another in your background
right.
somewhere, even if it is through, you know, just sort of virtually through your family or something. There had to be something
yeah.
there if you're doing this
well,
kind of work.
Well, the Samatha emotional release work that's listed,
mm-hmm.
you're right. The Samatha
mm-hmm.
emotional release work that's listed mm-hmm. on my bio and
mm-hmm.
the therapeutic imagery and dialogue is about really helping people connect their mind, body, and spirit. And,
sure.
you know, you understand that, make that connection and feel things that maybe they didn't know they felt or put words to things that they didn't know they felt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting because working in yoga, and you probably see this too, but when you work with muscle memory, okay, and I'm talking about this from the perspective
mm-hmm.
as a yoga teacher,
mm-hmm.
your muscles remember where they've gone when it comes to stretching or to bending or to lifting or to whatever it is that you typically do. I get on the back of a horse and I line right back up because I have the training in order to know how to sit correctly on a horse whenever I'm in a specific saddle. But muscles also remember events that have happened, and you store those memories within muscles throughout the body. And I know that what you do, if people who are listening don't understand this, is help people release those memories so they can process them instead of keep them bottled up.
Right. And one thought I want to put into that with
mm-hmm.
what you said is
mm-hmm.
it's about helping the people feel more in charge of it, because I don't
mm-hmm.
just go in and pop a cork. They're in control. Their body is in control. Their mind, their spirit is in control of the therapeutic session. And they're in
mm-hmm.
a safe space mm-hmm. in order to process and allow things to come forward. Every single therapeutic session is different.
Mm-hmm.
Just because our life history is so different and our take on it is so different.
Mm-hmm.
So I could ramble
Absolutely.
On, but I you might have some questions for me and Oh,
I yeah. Well, I could sit here and pepper you with questions for the next 2 hours. It's sort of like what I do, you know. I mean, I figured out that I'm just really nosy, and it makes me doing the work that I do a lot of fun. Talk about the training that you're doing through the East West School of Planetary Herbology. How far mm-hmm. into your program are you, and what got you interested in working in this field?
Okay, I have a real good answer. I'm about 2 years into it, and a friend of mine is Cheryl Horde from Cheryl's Herbs on Manchester Road, 7170 Manchester Road in Maplewood, and she really opened an avenue of understanding for me, just as one of my girlfriends, to really look at food as medicine and really start integrating things like we know all these things that would be more helpful to us, it would help our body. And then I just started basically taking the things that I was learning and applying it to my own life. And here's the fascinating thing. The first part of the course is just about that. They want you to really integrate your knowledge into your own healing process. And that actually is what happened with me and cranial sacral therapy. I came up here after Hurricane Katrina, and about a month later, and I was helping a friend of mine, an older lady, who had stomach cancer, and she was having a lot of problems. So I was pretty serious about finding help for her, and somebody gave me Sue Costa's name. Sue Costa is an internationally known cranial sacral therapist. I could have never orchestrated this event of meeting her, of having her decide that she wanted to help me and help me learn. I came in and asked if she could help my friend, and she said, "I'm sorry, I actually don't take any new clients, but who are you and what's your story?" And she could feel something in me. And then for the next 6 months, she worked on me every single day for free. And I say that because we are worthy of her value, and she has given me so much. But at that time, I was broke. I had lost everything. I had lost my business, my home, and was starting over up here. But something told her to reach out to me. And then she told me that she felt I had a gift. And I'm thinking, I have a gift? Okay, I'm going to listen to this woman because she seems to, there's something that's happening here. And I don't know what it is, but I'm going to keep my eye on it. And slowly, at first I wasn't sure if it was a cult. You know how it is when you're first looking at this stuff. It's scary. It's unknown. And then what happened, I interned with her while going to school with Upledger. And they're a very famous, incredible school for teaching touch therapies and mind, body, spirit, equine, dolphin therapies. Just incredible. They're located in Florida, but the most fantastic thing is they have courses literally all over the world, in Iceland, in Ireland, in Arabia, all over the world. And so when I meet people who I feel the same way as Sue did for me, and I feel that they have a gift or they're wanting to look into their healing process and connecting into their own cranial sacral rhythm and the other modalities with lymph work, it helps them heal and helps their clients heal. And Sue let me intern with her. I'm still with her, but I interned practically every single day for 4.5 years. And that is an uncommon blessing. I've still yet to find anybody who was given that opportunity like I was given, and I'm so grateful for it. Because she taught me how to run a business, and she taught me how to take care of myself while running a healing business. She taught me, there are so many aspects to the caregivers in our community who are burned out and exhausted and who have stopped listening to their own bodies, and I work with those people.
It's one of those things that you had mentioned about the police and other first responders. You know, they present a specific face to the community. And when they are behind closed doors, that's when they pretty much, I don't want to say fall apart, because that's not the right explanation of it.
I don't think they let them mask off. Do that. That's part of the problem.
That's just it. They take the mask off and they're more themselves, but they also sometimes have a hard time dealing with the emotions unless they have a healthy way to conduit it through just healing modalities, and so that way they can then effectively work with people who are personally close to them. And so it's just really powerful stuff that you obviously do. So you said that you're 2 years into your herbalist degree program. How many years is the program itself?
I've got several more. It's a long journey, but it's a rich and thick and wonderful journey. Learning everything from Ayurvedic medicine to traditional Chinese medicine to understanding Western herbology and how it coincides with other modalities, understanding contraindications to herbs and understanding people's health. And it's not a willy-nilly thing. I mean, it's just... It is. And I just realized I had to not feel overwhelmed if I slowed it down to my personal healing and my personal process. And it's become a very enjoyable, thrilling experience to to bear witness to in my own growth, but also people around me that I'm able to watch them grow. I noticed that, you know, we mentioned cops and also the military, but just people in general, we just underwent another traumatic event with the Boston Marathon and the explosion. And people in our culture are starting to get scared to go to the movies. They're scared to meet in, to go to
large groups. Sure.
Right. You know, and so we're dealing with a lot of trauma in our culture. And I think that helping people connect to their mind and their body, they're able to feel when there's danger and to see when there's danger and learn how to better listen to themselves when their mind says, you need to go now. They don't ignore it as much.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think, you know, with the police, fire, and military, they're many times in a perpetual state, and I would not dream, I want to say this, I would not dream of generalizing any of their experiences, because everybody is so different, and you know, some of them are fine and are processing and are integrating and lead happy, healthy lives and are doing very well on our streets, and I'm very grateful to them, and they also are able to be more of a support to their comrades, men and women. One little sidebar note that if any of them are listening, I just want to remind you one of the number one personal frustrations that they deal with, and this might sound odd, but they need to double check their paperwork and make sure that it's up to date with their current life and current marriages and relationships, because sometimes they're so busy working and being out on the street that they forget their basic things like insurance and who is who that's on their paperwork and things like that. And you know, it sounds like it's, why would I say that? But it's just like when you're talking to a client and they're forgetting to do their basic things, you know?
Absolutely.
So I always remind them when I see them, get your paperwork updated.
It's a smart idea.
The black and white of our life, and it's like not having our driver's license up to date, or and that's part of the details of us, you know.
Robin,
one number not right to call you. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, if you would be kind enough to give people your contact information, so whoever is listening has the capability of calling you if they have questions.
Sure.
What is the easiest way to get a hold of you? What's your website? What's your email? What's your phone number?
Okay. My phone number is 314-546-3066. And I have an office in Clayton, and it's at 7750 Clayton Road. And it's in a building called the Clayton Plaza. It's on the corner of Hanley and Clayton Road. And it's near Highway 40, and it's also near Hanley and Clayton and Brentwood. There's a lady right now that's working on my website, and I'm excited about that.
Great.
I never knew I'd be doing this stuff, but this is exciting. And also, people can reach me through Cheryl's Herbs. They are an incredible resource for our community and gathering of people who go there to learn. They have an incredible library. And the women that work there have such a tremendous knowledge. I want to do a shout out to Linda and to Mary Kay and to Cheryl and to the other people that are there, if I forget your names. But they're just amazing. And that you never leave there without some kind of paperwork or knowledge for personal care. And but I just really adore those folks. And I'm trying to think of who else real quick.
Well, we can definitely come back to them in just a second, but what I'd like to do, if it's okay with you, is just let people know that if you have a question for Robin Reese, you're welcome to call into the program. The number is 347-237-5339. The number again is 347-237-5339. Robin is local to me here in St. Louis, And if you would like to call in and ask her a question, just one question, you're welcome and encouraged to do that. And right now what I would like to do is to take a short commercial break, and we will return with some more information with Robin Reese, who is absolutely amazing. And the cool thing is she's local to me here in St. Louis. We will be right back.
That was wonderful fun.
Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting. Reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com. Cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature, in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy, Yusui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to http://empoweruacademy.org. That's empoweruacademy.org.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Sleeping here alone. You know I'm dreaming. Think you got the best of me. Think you've had the last laugh. Bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down. Think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. What's up, keep it lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stronger. Just me, myself, and I. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. You heard that
designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com. Cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature. In your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy. Yusui Reiki. Amadeus Shamanic Healing. Karuna Reiki. Celtic Reiki. And many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to http://empower-u-academy.org. That's empower-u-academy.org. www.thebirthacademy.org. We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki-infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com. You're listening to Greater Good Ministries Radio and Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary. And now, back to the program.
Welcome back to the program. Hi, Robin.
Hi there.
Hey, I'm so glad that you are still with us. I just wanted to take a quick moment to shout out to all the people around the country and outside of the United States who are listening into the program right now. Thank you so much for participating in the show. And if you have any questions for me, you're welcome to email me at claudia.cleary@yahoo.com. And let's get back to Robin Reese, who is our craniosacral therapist, who also works with herbs, lymphatic drainage, and works extensively with servicing patients at Barnes Jewish in the city of St. Louis. And I'd like to find out some more information about the work you do through Barnes. What kind of work do you do with the patients there?
Well, actually, it's more than just Barnes. I do a lot of work with doctors in the area and dentists in the area and chiropractors and other practitioners. I look at, you know, the support that each person needs and help them line up a game plan for themselves. And I'm going to answer your question, but I wanted to explain that part of the process of what I do is to help people find a game plan for their healing. Sometimes people come to me through other doctors. Sometimes people by word of mouth. I have found it's very interesting the type of work that comes to me. People that I've worked with specifically are people who have bone versus graft disease. And I don't know if you know what that is, but when people have leukemia or different cancers and they get a bone marrow transplant, sometimes their bodies will reject that. And what happens is, unfortunately, they become like one big scar. And what people don't realize about lymphatic drainage is that it is working with the lymphatic system of your body. But the way your body is made is that, I mean, we put all these labels on modalities, but touch therapies and working with the soma and working with the fluid in our body and the muscles and the tissues, it has its own dance, and we catch on to what it is. And sometimes bodies need to be reminded of their own process of healing because we're born with that. And then as disease comes to us, our bodies start to forget how to heal itself. Just like when you get a cold or skin your knee, your body goes through, you know, shooting out endorphins and then helping create scabs and sending lymphocytes to take away stuff. Well, with people who get bone versus graft disease, their bodies get very stiff and have similarities to, you know, arthritic conditions and inflammation. And inflammation is a gargantuous problem in our society, with people who eat a lot of fried foods or certain type of stress, emotional stress that they don't process. And there's just so many variables. But their bodies still remember that bones are slaves to the muscles. And when their body goes into a state of homeostasis and the emotional stress is able to be released and their normal body stress is able to be in charge of letting go where it wants to let go, when it wants to let go, how it wants to let go, and and I listen and support that, it starts unwinding. And literally scars can unwind. Many times women come in who have different problems with scar tissue in their abdomen or in their breast tissue or from surgery in another area of the body. We have something called fascia in our body, and it's like, and men seem to laugh at this as much as women, but imagine it's summertime and you've got to shave your legs for some reason, and you put pantyhose on, and you put those pantyhose on and they go on crooked, and then there's this funny tightness in the pantyhose. Well, that happens in our bodies with our fascia. Whether we've had a dog bite or we've fallen or we have a chronic physical issue due to repetitive action at work or at home, you know, different things will line up in our bodies. That's why everybody's so different. And if we help people take off the veils, the veil-thin layers of stress in our bodies start unwinding and letting go, and the emotional component does as well. And anyway, does that answer kind of?
Yeah, it does. It does answer a lot of questions. I'm very familiar with the bone graft disease that you're mentioning, but the listeners who we have who are listening into the program might not be aware of it. And so anybody who gives an explanation for something while we're talking about a technique or a medical condition, it's just good, because the whole purpose behind this program is to give people spiritual as well as physical nourishment.
Absolutely.
And that means giving people the education that they need in order to make better informed decisions about their health. And so, you know, I'm all for that. As far as the fascia are concerned, believe me, I'm reminded of the fascia every time I turn my head and my fascia don't follow my neck's movements. Mm-hmm. And then you end up getting a strange cringe in your neck, but it's not your muscles. Well aware of what the fascia are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's useful to know about this and to understand that that craniosacral work is really beneficial for people who have, you know, a lot of different conditions that my computer just turned off. But that can seriously help a lot of different things. Anyhow,
emotional as well as physical.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So if you would be kind enough to explain some of the situations that you have encountered where you were, you know, you had a very interesting situation with a specific case, a person who came in and had a very dramatic response to the work you did. You don't have to give identifying characteristics for the sake
of
privacy. But if you could talk a little bit about a situation that's happened to you, that would be really interesting.
I have one that popped into mind, one of many, actually. Let's see. There was a person who I met who had been horribly pigeon-toed their entire life. To the point where they needed assistance walking,
with
a walker. And they were in their 70s. And they came in, and with one session, you know, really listening to the body, and their cranial sacral rhythm popped up in my hand before their limp did. And my job is to listen. I know I'm talking a lot right now, but my job is to listen to the body and listen to the person. And follow. And this person's body, all around their pelvis, just started to unwind. And they were talking. And in one session, their pelvic floor and the muscles and tendons and ligaments around their pelvis relaxed enough so that their feet were pointed forward and their spouse was with them and they were in awe. And I wasn't shocked because I've seen things like this before, but I was excited, you know, and it just was fantastic that they were able to get that kind of relief right there. I've assisted people who have, I don't know if you remember the Oklahoma bombing, but there was a gentleman, and some people come from out of town to see me, and he was on, you know, the seventh floor, and his body, aside from the emotional, physical trauma of the event, the aftermath of healing and having a lot of emotional issues came into play. But on a neurological level, he was just so literally fractured. His body had a very difficult time working together. And watching him slowly connect again was a beautiful thing, but it was also, I was very humbled to witness the power of the body healing itself, and I was just able to be supportive in that role. I've also borne witness to people who have had memories that have been so strategic in lining up who they were and how they were, that when those things cleared, then there was just a shift in their awareness to their life and to themselves and their presence that really connected out into a greater quality of living. And, you know, those can be subtle things, subtle shifts that happen. I think I mentioned earlier about inflammation. Right now I'm seeing that as just a gargantuous epidemic. And when I am able to witness people start turning that around for themselves, where they're able to get out and be active again and not take on a label that another practitioner gave them, you know, and I'm not going to discredit any Western methodology, because they have their place, and I've been grateful for their place, and I think that they're opening their awareness up to, as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, but people who are integrating more. I've seen this in dental work. There is an aspect to cranial sacral therapy that is referred to as mouth work. And that's just, you know, wearing a glove and holding people's teeth and allowing the energy to process out. And, you know, they're like, I heard this, read this a couple weeks ago, but there's like 30 miles of microvessels in each tooth.
And wow.
Yes, and that's why when people go get root canals, and not to upset anybody in the world, but right now I'm noticing we've heard about the mercury in the teeth and how that affects people, and now they're starting to look into how people are doing root canals, because apparently there is some correlation being found between the meridian line where that tooth is and the ability, true or false, up for debate, for people to go in and really sanitize an area and then cap it over. People have, they're finding that there is a real correlation to very, very deep and unhealthy sicknesses, and even some talk of cancer correlation to this. And so I'm doing more reading and studying about that right now. Oh, golly. Ask me another question and get me on track.
Sure, be happy to. Believe me, there's lots of questions that could be asking you. You're working on a lot of different projects for the community in St. Louis. Can you talk a little bit about the books that you're writing, spiritual workshops that you're doing to help other people?
Yes. I am very excited about that. Again, when I came up in 2005, I feel like that when people say the word train wreck, I Well, I was just further down the tracks from you and had another opportunity of healing. And again, it just was a miraculous thing in my life. But I started to meet other therapists and meet other people and women in this community. And it's an incredible community of practitioners and people who are yoga teachers. I can think of Sherry Summers right now, you know,
mm-hmm.
and Josh.
I know Sherry.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And well, I work with Sherry and she has helped me tremendously. She does a restorative yoga session that is
mm-hmm.
just, you know, miraculous. I mean, there's things that last week that I was doing that we commented, wow, last year I couldn't even go near this. And also Kate Cleary, she is a practitioner here in the area, and she also has, she goes back and forth from California, Austin, and here, and she does just a lot of therapeutic imagery and dialogue and dance and movement therapies. And
mm-hmm.
Implementing these relationships on a personal level, I was able to see my own personal stuff come up, like we all do.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that they were really brought into my world, into my sphere, for a specific reason. And I wrote a poem, and it was called Standing Among Women. And
mm-hmm.
I started to witness the relationships that we have and how some of them go awry, some of them go to the wayside, some of them stand, and they become
mm-hmm.
our counsel, they become our advisors. And I realized that we've lost that ability to really perfect that to what it should be in our life, because sometimes we pull a little harder on somebody, or a situation gets a little sticky, or maybe our boundary lines aren't as good as they could be. And so what I'm working on is helping develop friendships and other relationships that are sometimes business-oriented or just mentor-oriented or just somebody just freaking bearing witness to your life and your process without judgment and without giving, you know, what they think you should do to fix you. I mean, it's about really being supportive. And I guess it was about, I think it was this past year, Marianne Williamson came in town, and
mm-hmm.
Mary and I went together to see her. And I had a chance to talk with her about this project, and she was very excited and wanted to hear more about it. And I said, well, it's percolating and it's growing. And so I've just been writing about the various type of relationships that we have. And again, talking with Kate Cleary and Sherry Summers and a few other people that I'm wanting to do some excerpts for me about what they do and how their thoughts play into this concept of standing with each other without the idea of fixing each other or being the consummate advisor. Sometimes that's not our role,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I think sometimes as therapists of many modalities, you know, we think we have to help that person if we met them. Well, maybe just being with them and listening is what it is, and learning what we want, what our personal needs are, you know, and really figuring that personal agenda for ourselves and what we need is just as important, because it's easy to suddenly want to be friends with everybody. And
that's
you
not
start
possible.
To see, no, it's not. As wonderful as everybody is, it's just about your process. And
mm-hmm.
Really through a series of questions and being present and listening to the divine and finding out what it is that you need and what you need from a circle of women who stand with you without having to pull too hard or help you figure out what your needs are and what is healthy with the women around you. And also, how do we say, you know, it was really wonderful knowing you, and I really value the things that I've learned from knowing you, but I'm going down another path now, and I just wanted to send you love and light, but I'm not going to be able to spend as much time with you anymore,
right.
Or I'm going down this road now, and you're going down that road, and I wish you well. Without
yes,
the drama.
And that's something, right, and that's something that I think people have to understand, and that is that, you know, it's not that we're not wanting to spend time with people, it's just that our focus and our life path is taking us in a different direction. So, Robin, please, real quick, phone number and
yes.
email on how to
yes.
get a hold of you.
Sure.
And that way, if people are interested and they're local to St. Louis or who are planning a trip sometime here and would like to come and see you, they have the ability
Absolutely.
To contact you. Go right
okay.
ahead.
My email address is PaxEcho, P as in Paul, AXECHO. At AOL.com. My phone number is 314-546-3066, and my name is Robin Reese. And if I don't feel I'm the one that's supposed to be working with you, I'll be more than happy to help you find somebody else. St. Louis has the most incredible group of people in it, of therapists. And I know you've probably heard this when I say this, you'll bear witness to it. How many people have you met that are therapists here that say, I don't know why I'm here or how I'm here, but I'm here in St. Louis? And have you heard that?
Ironically enough, I have, and I think that I was sort of pulled out here myself in somewhat the same way. So I totally get what you're saying and why it is that there's so many people out here into this area
yes.
who don't understand quite why they're here. It just seems
yes, I've heard a lot of take on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think it's a transition place. I think it's a place
training ground
healing. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I appreciate
it's
talking with you today. I
really appreciate you having the time, especially with the busy schedules that we all live, to come onto the show today, Robin. And I hope that you come back and keep us updated on
sure.
how things are progressing with you. So I'd like to say thank you to all of our listening audience today. And if you need to email me, my name is Claudia Cleary, and my email is claudia.cleary@yahoo.com. Please contact me if you have any burning nutritional needs. I would be very happy to help you. And I will be back here next Wednesday at 1 o'clock on Greater Good Ministries. Namaste.
Namaste.
Celestial kind, we would walk on the wind at night.